In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to begin this morning just by rereading the Gospel. It's a very short Gospel reading, so there's no reason to summarize it. And this is the appointed Gospel reading for the Sunday after Theophany, or Epiphany, the baptism of Jesus. At that time, Jesus heard that John had been arrested. He withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and dwelt in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what was written by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, toward the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and a shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And so, we have here a very clear summary of the beginning of the ministry of Jesus after his baptism. It's a short gospel reading, but we really shouldn't gloss over it. There's a lot in this very short gospel reading for us, a lot to consider. First, we look at this. Jesus now is ready to begin his ministry, so what's the first thing that he does? He moves. He makes a clean break, and that's something interesting for us to think about. So Jesus is after a new beginning, so he makes a clean break with his past. And that is a perfect thing for us to think about, and we will talk about that later. But just remember, please, he makes this clean break with his past. And then what does he do? He goes to Galilee. And we take these names for granted sometimes in the Bible, but if you actually read about what Galilee was like at that time, it was a multi-ethnic region. It was a place of very high population density because at that time it was a place of great food production. There is a reason the Fertile Crescent, which today is desert, the Fertile Crescent was once called the Fertile Crescent. It was surrounded by Gentile nations, this place called Galilee, and because it was of high population density and multi-ethnic, it was a place that was certainly open to new ideas. And then there's this message of Jesus that he begins to preach. What is it? Repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Very clear message, and that's something that all of us can learn from Jesus in our communication. He's not ambiguous. And we've talked about this before. You know, if you read the Gospels, it's very straightforward, declarative statements. Here he says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And before leaving that statement, it's worth reviewing some things we've talked about in the past, but that are very important for us. Number one, what is this business of repentance? And we've said it before, but I don't mind repeating it. When we talk about repentance, we're talking about changing our nous, the eyes of our soul. That's why metanoia is repentance. And so changing the eyes of our souls is what it means to repent. And that's what we are called to do. And we change the eyes of our souls and stop looking at the things of the fallen world and instead look at godly things. And then in the New Testament, the verb there is metanoite, which is a continuous imperative, which means repent and keep repenting. And that is the message of Jesus. And of course, it's the message for us as well, which is changing the eyes of our souls, repenting, looking more and more towards the kingdom of God isn't a one-shot deal. It's something that you and I commit to do for the remainder of our lives, every day, every moment of our lives. And so it's very easy then to apply these messages, if you will, of the gospel to us, right? Because if you and I want a new start in life, we need to make a clean break. If it means making a clean break from the things that are causing us to sin, we break from them. If it means even sometimes making a clean break from friends who are causing us to sin, sometimes we have to do that. We really can't keep one foot in our old sinful world and one foot in the kingdom and hope really good things will happen. And then obviously we can apply, I hope it's obvious that we can apply this whole business of Galilee to being here in San Francisco, because I don't think there's any better place in the world, certainly in the United States, to be a church than right here in San Francisco, because we are Galilee. It's multi-ethnic, it is ready to receive new ideas, it has a high population density. It's the kind of place that Jesus went to preach. It's the kind of place that we should all feel blessed to be as a church, a place, a body that's called to share this good news. And then there's this whole business of repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Yes, we are called to repent and keep repenting. And yes, the kingdom of God is at hand. And that is a very important statement that, again, we've referred to before, but I do not mind reviewing it. The kingdom of God is something that you and I can begin to taste of in this life. Yes, in the next life we will be fully with our Lord, but we can begin to taste of the kingdom right here and right now, and we should. We are supposed to look at the world differently. We're supposed to understand God's presence, feel His presence, know His presence, behave in a way that sets us apart from this fallen world that is in need of repentance. Now, it's a very simple sermon, but what I find really fascinating about this Sunday, as we consider these messages and their application, is that the epistle reading that's appointed, really ties these themes together in a slightly different way. So here's this morning's epistle reading. Again, it's brief, and so we don't have to summarize it. Here are the exact words. Brethren, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it is said, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is he who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. So St. Paul is saying, he's reminding us that Jesus, yes, ascended to heaven, yes, ascended at the right hand of the Father, yes, because he is God himself, but reminding us also that he descended into the depths of the earth to save those who had perished prior to his ministry. He came to overcome death itself, and it's a very clear statement of what this king who sits at the right hand of the Father did also for us. He came to overcome death. St. Paul continues, and his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So you see, this is our God who liberates us from death. Jesus is God, God supreme. And so I think in many ways this epistle reading says to us, hey, why not make a clean break? Do it today. Make your new start right now. Why not? We believe in a God who both conquered death and now reigns supreme in heaven. St. Paul says he has equipped us. How? He has equipped us with gifts that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. So you and I, as we sit here this morning, all have been given a unique gift or gifts to build up the body of Christ. And what better place could there be to exercise these gifts that he has given us, to hear in a place that is very much a new Galilee. And then there's this, until we all attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You see, there is a message that will bring us to maturity. There is a message that the entire world needs to hear so that all may join in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. If you and I are seeking fullness as Christians It is a very simple but important message for us. It is the words shared with Jesus as he begins his ministry. Change the eyes of your soul, for the kingdom of God is at hand.